So the foundation is finishing off the academic year at a really strong start, strong finish, I mean. If I could have the next slide, please. So we exceeded our goal for the gala. We also exceeded, this has Q3 projections, but we'll also be exceeding our goal by more than 100,000 when it comes to individual giving. And we will finish relatively flat when it comes to our corporate and foundation giving. We exceeded the way that we exceeded what we brought in for foundations, and I want to talk a little bit more about that. A big role in why we exceeded with foundation giving is not only were we able to bring in some new foundations, but we also were able to bring back some of our lapsed foundations that hadn't funded us since FY22. While we have a lot to celebrate in that area, we did not meet our goal for corporate giving. And so there were a number of corporations that we were unable to renew for this year, and we did not bring in any new corporations. And so for the FY25 budgeting process, our board, we spent a lot of time talking about that. We did adjust our goal for FY25, but we do still have a stretch in there where we have a commitment to bringing in new funders. And we really talked about the importance of having board engagement when it comes to increasing our corporate giving. If I could have the next slide, please. Oh, before I go there, I will say one of the other things that we've talked about is a lot around stewardship. And so on July 24th, we'll be having our first funders briefing, and it's being hosted by the Joyce Foundation. And our goal is to do this twice a year. And so just having stewardship and bringing our funders together to learn about what we do and where we want to go, we think is really important. And we think it will help to not only sustain the funders that we have, but increase our giving when it comes to corporate and foundation support.
Will you invite, is that only for current funders, or will you invite potential new funders to that?
So we are planning to invite all of our existing funders only for this event. Donor cultivation in terms of new funders, we want to come up with a separate strategy for them, but this event that's on the 24th is for our existing funders.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. So the gala is coming up on September the 27th. I won't read the slide to you word for word, but I will say that we are actually at $217,500 for the gala, so it's well on its way. And we have secured an MC for the event. It's going to be Robin Robinson. So we have a really exciting night plan. And President Scott and I have been working together to meet with our honorary chairs and get their additional support when it comes to fundraising. The 500 goal is just our budgeted goal. It's where I'd like to be before we head into the dinner. If you think about what was really successful from last year's event, it was the additional new sponsorships and the success of the paddle raise in the room. And so in order to reach the 600,000 stretch goal, I really would like to be at the 500 before we go into the event, which means about 150,000 in either new sponsorships or increased sponsors from our existing sponsors. So I'm gonna have a busy summer and a lot of work to do. And a lot of support is going to be needed, and so I've been pretty vocal about that with them as we head into this year's event. If I could have the next one. So, you know, as I mentioned before, while we didn't secure any new corporate sponsors, we do have a number of gifts that were committed over the last quarter. Comcast committed $10,000 to the PrEP program. Jacobs committed $60,000. That's actually a two-year award, so $30,000 per year for the PrEP program. And then Molex renewed its support for the PrEP program as well. And so we've been having a number of conversations with pending proposals. Circle of Service Foundation was one of those lapsed funders that renewed their support for academic advising enrollment in the current fiscal year. We are, our LOI actually has been approved to get a two-year grant for $150,000 per year for RISE Academy for Circle of Service Foundation coming up this year. We also have a pending LOI from the Paul Angel Family Foundation for $150,000. And then we are working now on a proposal to Bank of America for RISE Academy as well. And it's being socialized by one of our board members in advance to help us hopefully secure that support. We've also submitted a proposal to the Colonel Stanley McNeil Foundation in support of the Child Development Center, and a proposal to the Dr. Scholl Foundation for $10,000 in support of PrEP. We've also had a number of great conversations that are in progress. We met with Fidelity, and they are interested in funding a project, a capital project, in the range of $175,000 to $300,000, and so we're working on a proposal for that now. The Chicago Community Trust, we're working through a proposal for submission in August for the 95th Street redevelopment, and just yesterday, on Friday, I got an invitation to renew our $150,000 in support for Rise Academy. So Chicago Community Trust certainly remains deeply committed to all that we have going on at the university. We also have a pending discussion draft in play with Relativity, and then this summer we'll be able to go back to Northern Trust. If you know anything about their foundation, every 3 years you have to take a year off. So this is our year to come back in the fold, and they've already reached out in advance to make sure that we're planning to apply for the Summer Rise Academy program. We've also been having a lot of great conversations with the Lumina Foundation. Right now, they have expressed an interest in supporting our PBI coalition work, and then we have a pending conversation with a program officer that focuses on college access, and we're hoping that they'll fund something within Cougar Commitment once we're able to have that final conversation. Our board of directors remains really engaged. I would say we have probably about 90% board engagement when it comes to giving. Attendance has been really strong, and as I mentioned before, we spent a lot of time talking about the budget this year and in what ways can we stretch ourselves to support the work of the university. One of the important things is that even though our budget is relatively flat, it does include a lot of stretch when it comes to the gala, when it comes to corporate giving, because one of the things that we were concerned about was whether or not we were monopolizing our corporate giving for program support by increasing the growth of the gala. And so I was charged with doing a lot of analysis, and what I'm seeing is that there really isn't monopoly happening. I really think the gala is a good way for corporations to learn holistically about what Chicago State does. And so the gala table is an easy sell for people. So I really just encourage my board that if everyone could get one new table outside of their company, you know, we can more than easily reach our goal for the dinner. And then when it comes to program giving, we did have a couple of really just three corporations who pivoted away from the program, from the gala to program giving, but the program giving is much bigger. So that's a good problem to have when we can get companies to invest more deeply in the work that we do. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any questions?
That's what I was going to say. Any questions?
This is a really difficult funding environment for nonprofits or any organization for a host of different reasons, so congratulations on the progress. Can you share a little bit about feedback that you've had from corporate philanthropy and why that's been elusive?
Sure. A lot of people talked about the market right now. They also talked about with the Democratic National Convention coming that, you know, there's some decisions that people are making in terms of what they're budgeting for the year. I will say so far my fundraising for the dinner, I have taken the approach of trying to get some of our renewal sponsors to increase, and a lot of them said this is already what we budgeted for the year, but at least it gave me an answer of what they can do. And the challenge is everybody has a different time that they budget, so you can't capture everyone in advance to know like when's the best time to ask for an increased gift. But that's generally what I'm hearing. I will say also, I think sometimes, particularly with corporate fundraising, a lot of companies now are having more robust strategies in terms of what they want to give to. So some of the people that I was unable to renew, it's because their interests have changed or they've become a little bit more focused, and we've fallen out of what they're wanting to support from a philanthropic perspective.
Okay. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
All right. No, thanks. Congratulations on a great year. Yeah,
thank you.
But you know what? That's great. But now what are you going to do for 2025? fiscal.
I know, I have to do it again.
That was okay, but that was good, but who cares? No, I'm just kidding. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, we have gone through the agenda for the open meeting, and we now are going to move into executive session to discuss some employment matters and legal matters. So I move to move into reconvene into executive session. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Ms. Bates, will you call the roll? Oh, she's not here.
She's coming.
She's coming. Run!
Yes.
Trustee Elam?
Yes.
Trustee Kiara?
Yes.
Trustee Timms?
Yes.
Trustee Watkins?
Yes.
Chair Zopp?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. The meeting will reopen to the public at the end of executive session. Thank you.